This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. If you've already visited a haunted house or are planning to do so tonight, chances are you'll see something designed to scare you that's been created by Ed Edmonds.
That was the sound after a guy's head is cut off by a guillotine.
For more than 30 years, Edmonds has reinvented what's scary by designing props that make creepy sounds, spit, and shake violently inside haunted houses. The industry has changed dramatically in recent years, and so have Edmonds' ideas. KUNC's Grace Hood has more.
Our trip starts outside a nondescript warehouse in Greeley. There's no sign outside the Distortions building letting you know you're in the right place. Only a very squeaky door.
Grace, what's happening?
Hey. Just inside, in what looks like a front office, are five life-size zombies.
We got bloody zombies, we got fresh zombies, we got old zombies. And you can tell by the color and the amount of blood on them, what they've been up to.
Edmonds started his business back in 1978 when few things in the industry were mechanized.
And it was just mass at the time.
Then the company moved to props.
Well, everybody had cut off hands. Well, we did cut off arms. Now, that was big innovation back in the day.
Today, the company makes life-size props shipped to haunted houses across the country. These include installations that spring to life, shimmy, light up, shake violently, and in the case of this year's hottest item, rock in a chair?
Lullaby is this mother and baby. She's basically holding her baby and she's dead. And the baby's dead. And they've been dead quite a while because they're pretty dusty and shriveled up. And that is the most popular product this year.
The company sold 1,300 so far, each one costing about $300. Stroll around Distortion's 22,000 square foot warehouse. Be careful where you step.
And so you have two cats on the loose.
Three cats on the loose.
Okay.
I don't know where the third one is.
You meet other characters, like the possessed.
She shakes, and she's made a mess on herself. She's thrown up, and of course it's green.
That's thanks to Poltergeist. You meet Buford, who spooks from his wheelchair.
Buford is this kind of like mutated hillbilly, and he's got a little stub arm, and he spits at you.
And there's one theme that never goes out of style.
You know, we've done so many electric chairs over the years that it's really getting tough to come up with names. You know, it's Jolt and Bolt and Electric Chair and Shake and Bake and Hot Seat. I mean, we've done all these different things, and pretty soon, you know, the thesaurus is, you know, it's getting a little thin.
We're heading into the basement, something that's typically a bad idea to do in horror films. Turns out something creepy does happen down here. It's where Buford, the possessed, almost all of the Distortion's characters are born. Workers pour latex and foam into molds of all shapes and sizes. Near the ceiling hang foam faces, hands, arms, and legs. Surrounding tables are piled with supplies and drying foam shapes. We take a sharp right and head past the racks of drying foam to visit a piece of Distortion's history.
This is the actual prop, the one that changed the industry, at least so they say.
Introduce us.
Okay,
who is this?
This is the original electric chair. And this isn't only the original. This is the first one that went to the show.
An emaciated foam character sits strapped into a matte black chair. It's on top of a table, so it's at eye level. Back in 1996, Edmonds came up with the idea of mounting a 1-horsepower motor behind the chair. High tech at the time. A pulley system made the chair shake violently.
It would startle people because they say, okay, he's going to shake a little bit. And they would actually step back and, whoa, and laugh. And, you know, for a haunter, if it gets them on an emotional high, whether it's gross or scary or funny, it doesn't matter. It's any emotion. They know that that's going to be hot in their haunt.
Edmonds has hit a lot of home runs over the years. But for every home run, there's a strikeout, like zombie gunman.
When he shot, it lit up, and it was an air cannon. So it was like, boom, 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 boom. And I thought, that'll be great. What a flop. I don't even know if we sold one.
Compare that to a recent pièce de résistance vomit barrel.
Huge hit. Done at the 11th hour, just kind of as, okay, you know. And the stuff that we put a lot of time and thought into, some of it went, some of it didn't. So you never know.
In recent years, animatronics have become so pervasive in haunted houses that Edmonds and Distortions have gone old school and incorporated humans into their installations. It's called Shocktronics.
We've got one, in fact, I'm painting them today, that the body is upside down and it's shaking and there's electricity and these coils that go in and out. And then when it's all over, well, of course, there's a big scream and he comes rushing out. And let me tell you, haunters in broad daylight at these shows, it's very bright, will scream and run and fall.
That's something when you can scare a haunter. And it gets at the one thing that Edmonds has learned throughout his 3 decades of change and rapid growth in the industry. You never tell your audience what's scary. They tell you. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on